Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to City Hall, soon to celebrate its 100th anniversary. We have a special committee of the whole meeting this evening, and we have a city council meeting this evening. So for the special committee of the whole meeting, I'd like the record to reflect that all the aldermen are present. Gentlemen, ladies, you know you're on TV, right? Schulze, Alder, you know that? The enthusiasm. These guys are Eagle Scouts. They're being recognized this evening for having achieved their Eagle Scout. No, I'm not going to reference. There's an Eagle Scout up here. I'm not going to reference that.
Just waiting.
Hold on. So you gentlemen have agreed to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Is that correct? We would be honored if you'd do so. Thank you. We'll follow your lead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Who would like to visit with us first at the podium? Oh, good, Alder. I was hoping you'd do it, man. You're the oldest in your family, right?
No, my sister. She is actually a junior next year at Ball State, so.
Good Lord, in Indiana, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why did she choose Ball State?
She had to get a program for, I don't know what she's in, medical field, and she liked the campus, and got a good scholarship and everything for it, too. So.
Do you remember when we went to lunch together?
Yeah, that was second grade. It was around second grade or something.
The older kids were one of my first.
We were the first. I remember that.
Wait, so I'm trying to say something, okay? Hey, we're going to take that Eagle badge. Well, you were the first, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
We spent the day together. It was mayor for a day. It was the most exhausting day of my life. But where did we go to lunch? Do you remember?
Old Tavern.
No, we
did not. Old Town.
No, we did not.
We did, too.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, I thought we went to the Hansen Baking Company. Well, that was the other kids I liked a lot better. We had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of that day?
Going up in the fire truck above the town, like 75 feet or something like that.
That was before we had a risk manager at the city. So, those were the good old days, man. We were flush with cash. Oh. We didn't care about insurance or anything else. That was a good time, man. And now look at you. What year are you in school?
I'm senior.
Senior. Now, this young man, Brian, may I call you Brian?
Go for it.
Chose to spend his prom weekend where?
In the Dells at the Kalahari.
The Dells. Kalahari is a?
Hotel. It's a resort hotel.
Okay, for those of you who don't know. Indoor water park. You chose the perfect weekend because it poured rain the whole weekend.
Yep.
Life was good. Who did you food? You had a whole bunch of buddies up there?
Actually, it was just me, my girlfriend's sister, and her boyfriend up there.
Life was good. Hello, Mom and Dad. We'll edit this part of the tape out. Don't worry. Good time, though, huh?
Yeah.
There was supervision. I know. It wasn't your parents, was it?
No.
Okay, good. Awesome. So,
I'm sure they were there.
You're an Eagle Scout.
Yep.
What was your project, man?
I remodeled a room at St. Peter's Church. I made it from a bridal room into a preschool for them. And I repainted it, and I had a toy drive to get some toys for the kids, cleaned it up, and I did that all in about a month last year.
So when you walk into the school and you hang a right, is it down the hall or is it right there?
When you walk into the church, actually, from the east exit, or from the east entrance, I guess.
Sure.
It's going to be all across and on your right-hand side.
That's pretty cool. Does your name appear in a plaque that showcases your work and your hard effort?
They made a little piece of paper that they put up on the door. That was it.
That was it? Imagine what the Lutherans would have done. It's a joke. Relax, for God's sake. That's cool, man. So what's your plans for next year?
I'm going to Ball State with my sister, actually. So I'm going to be studying 4 years in business there, and then when I get out, I'm going to do 2 years in auto mechanics. I'm going to try and open up my own garage and fix cars.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Wow. Is your dad and mom pretty talented in that field as well?
No.
Really?
No, I do all the mechanic work in our house. So.
How old is your car?
I have a 1967 Ford Mustang.
You do?
Yeah.
Boy Scouts pay well. Wow. You bought it yourself?
Me and my dad split it, and I do all the work on it.
No kidding? Is it in the driveway?
It's in the garage.
That's good, because we would have ticketed you if it was in the driveway.
I know.
Block the sidewalk either.
I know. You want me to pull out my tickets here?
Do you have some?
No. We have some warnings.
I believe you are in the fifth ward, too, correct? I think you... Oh, fourth ward. Oh, Singer. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
And Flanagan, right there.
Yeah,
I'll take care of it. That's pretty cool, man. So how long have you been in Scouts?
Since first grade, so 12 years.
So 12 years, and you knew when you began that someday you're going to be an Eagle Scout.
I did not, actually. I was just in it for the fun and going out camping.
Really?
And then I think I decided I was definitely going to be an Eagle Scout. And... sixth grade, because I saw one of my friend's older brothers make Eagle Scout, and I wanted to be like him. So.
No kidding.
Pretty cool.
So who do you owe most of your thanks to?
Mr. Volk, Mr. Spracio, my dad, and Cody Fisher.
Cody Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does he go to school?
I have no clue. I think he's out now.
Is he out already? Was he an Iowa guy? Good God, we got an argument in the audience. Is that where he is? Oh, did you? Okay, yeah. He's a good guy, man. Well, that's pretty cool. Anything else you want to share with us? I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
If you answer this question correctly, and Schultze, you can play too. Okay. If either of you guys answer this question correctly, Mr. Kilber here has agreed to waive all taxes for your parents' home.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Anyway, let's shake on this.
I'll change my mind anyways. It's okay. There's an Eagle Scout, 1958 Eagle Scout, in this room. Do you know who it is? Schultze? I just keep calling him Schultze. I don't know why. I don't have the Mark. That's Mark. My parents' neighbor, for God's sake.
Is it Mr. Lambert?
See, you weren't standing, so you don't get to. It is. Mr. Lambert. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You knew that right away. That's awesome, man.
Can I add one thing?
Sure, please do.
Eagle Scout at Troop 37.
Yeah. Do you remember what number you are? We're at 107 now, I think. Eagle Scouts, do you remember what number you were?
Four, I think.
Four? Wow. Cool.
Whoa, that is cool.
I can't remember which.
That's all you can say is, wow, cool?
It's cool. What do you want me to say?
That's impressive. I didn't know. Now I got to add that to my trivia thing. That's all. He's very humble. Humble guy.
Congrats.
Okay, we're tired of you, Brian. Mark, come on up. Introduce yourself, man.
I'm Mark Schultze.
Where do you live? What's your address? I'm kidding. Don't say that. I know you live down the street from my parents, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth Ward.
Yes, sir.
Again. Right there in beautiful Northampton. Life is good, man.
Sure is.
And what was your project?
I built a paver brick patio at Riverwoods Christian Center.
Oh, you did?
It completed an amphitheater.
No kidding?
Yep.
You led the project and did it yourself, or did you have...
I had a group of volunteers help me.
Whoa. And you knew how to do this before you even started?
No, I learned everything. It took about a year to plan and complete, so I had a lot of time to learn.
When did you complete the project?
Early October.
And everything is still good? The winter came and went, and the heaving and everything else? And
yeah, I was just up there a couple weeks ago. It still looks good.
Wow. What kind of pattern did you use in the brick?
It was just, they interlocked.
Okay.
Every other one, it was staggered.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And you're a senior?
Yes, sir.
And you went to prom this weekend?
I sure did.
Unlike your buddy Brian, who's in the north. How was it?
It was great.
Was it fun?
It sure was.
Prom was held at the Museum of Science and Industry.
Mm-hmm.
For, what is it, $105? You take a motor coach down there, you eat like you haven't eaten in years, and you dance the night away. And did you go to post-prom as well?
I did, yeah.
So you were locked in until what, 4?
3 o'clock, yeah.
Did you sleep at all, man?
I did, yeah. When I got home, I passed right out.
Did you really?
I was very tired, yeah.
And then the next day, you said you went. You were planning to go shooting.
Yeah, at my buddy's farm, but it rained a lot. So we went to go see the Avengers instead.
So you were part of that $200 million investment somebody made last weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Good flick, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah? Tell us about it. So what's your girlfriend's name?
Bailey Stangler.
She a senior?
She is at East, St. Charles East, yeah.
Ooh, dating outside the city limits. Now, what are your plans for next year?
I'm trying to join the Army right now.
Are you really?
Yep.
What do you hope to do in the Army?
Airborne infantry.
Airborne, you're going to jump out of those things?
Yep.
No kidding? Does your mother know this?
Oh, yeah.
Does your father know this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What inspires you to pursue that career?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, you're a big dude, man.
Thank you.
You don't have to, there's no height restriction or height limit or anything like that?
No, I'm actually light for it.
Is that right?
Yeah, height and weight, I'm light.
Do you hope to be a sharpshooter as well?
No, I just want to jump out of planes.
Sound like a Northwest Airlines pilot. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Who inspired you the most to get where you are today?
My brother.
Really?
Yep.
What's your brother up to?
He's at Drake University in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah. Life is good. They just had the Drake Relays a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
How's he enjoying Des Moines?
He likes it.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow. And anyone else left in the family? Or is it just you two guys?
Oh, no. We have a middle brother, Michael.
Okay. What's Michael doing? That's who I know best, I think, is Michael. Yeah. What's Michael up to?
He's at Milliken in Decatur.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. What year is he?
He's a sophomore. Okay. Almost done for the year.
So he's Grace's age. Yeah. Okay. Cool, man. What else do you want to share with us? Nothing at all, man. I mean, you've been in scouting since first grade as well?
Yep.
And I know your dad's involved.
Yeah. Assistant scoutmaster, yep.
Holy, are you an Eagle Scout too, Mr. Schultz?
No, sir.
Oh. Wow. I got a trivia question for you. Anybody from the dais? Questions for Mr. Alder or Mr. Schultz? That's pretty cool stuff, man. Now, you guys going to be with us tomorrow night as well at the church?
Tomorrow night?
Board of Honor ceremony?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll see you guys there as well.
All right.
That's awesome. Brian and Mark, I do have a certificate for you. Okay. Would you object if I presented that to you? The Girl Scouts are so much more easy to deal with. Plus, they bring us cookies. What do you guys have for us? Nothing?
Nothing. Sorry.
Shucks, man. I know your parents want to get a nice shot here. You can airbrush me out if you'd like. Eagle Scout recognition. On behalf of the more than 22,000 people that call Geneva home, Mayor Burns, and the City Council, proudly congratulate Mark Schultz. What's your middle name?
Ethan.
In recognition of completing the requirements worthy of the rank of Eagle Scout. Thanks to his hard work and dedication in achieving this honor, Geneva remains a very special place to live, learn, work, play, and raise a family. Signed on this date. State of Wisconsin. What did you guys do up there, I gotta say? On behalf of the more than 22,000 people that call Geneva home, Mayor Burns and the City Council proudly congratulate Brian Alder, my buddy who went to the pubs in first grade. That was good. In recognition of completing the requirements worthy of the rank of Eagle Scout, his hard work and dedication in achieving this honor, Geneva remains a very special place to live, learn, work, play, and raise a family. So when's the graduation party? Before graduation?
Yeah.
Cool.
He's good.
Dude, man, don't do anything silly. Mr. Rogers will need a walk. I know. It's what?
It's been already. Great plan.
Really?
No.
Congratulations. Say hi to your bros and your sisters.
Sure thing.
Any words of wisdom, Mr. Eagle Scout?
No, sir.
Here you go. Gentlemen, we know that you probably have more enjoyable things to do this evening, so if you'd like to sneak out, we certainly understand.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Singer. Okay.
Thank you. Gentlemen, in case you weren't aware of the fact, this young lady sitting next to me is Mrs. Olivan Flanagan. She also represents your ward. On behalf of Mrs. Flanagan and myself, I was just so pleased to be part of your program a few weeks ago when you gentlemen were inducted into the Eagle Scouts, and I have in my possession the invitation and some pictures of you gentlemen, and Olivan Flanagan and I are going to submit that to the Geneva History Center, so it'll be part of a memorandum that you'll always have in possession that anyone could hopefully begin to seek you out at one time. In the future, they'll see your pictures and note what you've achieved in your lifetime. So I just want to let you know that we're going to honor you in that way.
Wow, thank you.
So you're quite cool. Welcome. Very cool.
Thank you so much.
Not too close, Brian. Security is an issue here, immensely.
Congratulations.
Great job, guys. Good luck.
At 9 o'clock, I'll be at Dairy Queen if you guys want to join me. It's actually true. Just you two, though. Nobody else in the room.
Free DQ.
Free DQ.
I'm at free DQ.
Okay, 9 o'clock, be there.
All right.
Okay. If I'm not there, just wait.
Better bring your money.
That's true.
Thank you.
And I'll be joining you tomorrow evening, too, for the
I know, we have more excitement tomorrow night. It's
going to
be awesome. Item 3A is to consider a draft resolution authorizing bid award and contract to the joint venture of Hardin Paving Services and Builders Asphalt, LLC, in the amount of $2,265,965 for the 2012 Street Improvement Program.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Brown. Questions or comments? Mr. Dinges is present. And, of course, Ms. Broviak.
Third Street.
Seeing no questions, seeing no hands, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item 3B is to consider draft resolution authorizing a bid award and contract to Rubino Engineering Incorporated in the amount of $29,932.50 for construction material testing services.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Flanagan. Questions or comments? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item 4 is new business under the special committee of the whole meeting. Is there any new business from any member of the audience? Scouts, man, why are you guys here tonight? Citizenship badge?
Citizenship in a
minute. Oh, awesome. You guys going to stick around for the council meeting, too? Oh, Dairy Queen. Oh, good God, man. I didn't tell you which one I'm going to, did I? I bet you won't check the one in Hinsdale. Anyone from the dais? A motion to adjourn is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Singer. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Tonight's regularly scheduled City Council meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our 1958 Eagle Scout to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Don Cummings?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Gene Kilberg?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
Everyone is present. Life is good. Scouts, would you do us the honor in leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance? We'll follow your lead, guys.
I
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, our first item of business is item 3A, and that is to consider my appointment of Alderman Don Vogelsberg to serve as Mayor Pro Tem for the fiscal year 2012-2013.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Marks. Questions or comments? I did speak with Don over the weekend. She willingly accepted the opportunity and said there's going to be changes around here, which was, I thought was very exciting.
I guess so. Watch your stuff.
Believe me, I do. A roll call is in order.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Weather Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
The motion passes. Gentlemen, what we did tonight, this young lady to my left, Alderman Vogelsberg, has just been appointed the mayor pro tem. In short, that means when I'm out of town or unable to carry out some of the functions of the city, Alderman Vogelsberg will do so. We just doubled her salary. Joke.
Another joke.
In case the tea parties are watching. Just joking. Item 3B, consider the mayor's appointment of city officials. You have before you the list of city officials for your consideration. If there's any discussion regarding those city officials to be reappointed in their positions, we'd be happy to entertain those questions or comments.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Alderman Dantino makes the second. Any comments, any questions at all? Roll call is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Buck Dantino?
Aye.
Rudy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. City officials, congratulations, and thank you again for the extraordinary work you do. We appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. Item 4 is amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk on the agenda are considered to be routine by this city council, and all those items can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes that motion, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions, any comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings? Bill Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We jump down to municipal bills for payment, which is item number 10. We kindly ask our city clerk to read the bills to be considered for approval and payment.
Bills for payment total $1,279,827.41.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are available for review on the city website in the city council package for tonight.
Second.
The motion to pay the bills as read and displayed in the city's website and in the city's packet for consideration this evening was offered by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Dantino. Any questions or comments? A roll call vote is in order. Mr. Clerk?
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Item number 10 passes unanimously. We jump down to committee of the whole items of business. Item 11A is consider resolution number 2012-40, authorizing bid award and contract to the joint venture of Hardin Paving Services and Builders Asphalt LLC in the amount of $2,265,965 for the 2012 Street Improvement Project.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Brown. Any questions or comments? For those of you watching at home or those of you in the audience, the alderman and anyone who wishes to hop on the city website and look at the packet, there is a list of those streets that are going to be, quote, improved or treated or taken care of or addressed. That's where we're investing the $2 million. Yes, sir. You got to come to the podium, man. And while you're at it, move the podium back to the middle of the room. I forgot to do that. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
I kind of lost you at the Pledge of Allegiance.
What's your name, sir?
Dryden.
Dryden?
Dryden.
Your first name is Dryden? That's pretty cool. Dryden?
Mm-hmm.
What's your last name?
Glod. Glod.
Dryden Glod. Is that a family name? Dryden?
No, it's not.
Grandpa or something like that? Or?
Nope.
Were you born over near Dryden Park?
I was not.
No? What grade are you in?
Eighth
grade. What school?
Geneva Middle School South.
South is rural, man. That's it? So you lost us? We're just literally conducting business of the city. Most of the business was conducted in a previous meeting, so a lot of it seems rather...
What's the word? Boring.
What's that?
Redundant.
Perfunctory. Oh. City attorney's suggestion. Yeah, rather rote. You know, like when, I don't know, like when you're texting your girlfriend, you just kind of write anything?
No.
No? Okay. It's kind of a... Well, who wants to give a stab at this?
It's making what we did official at the committee of the whole meeting. At the committee of the whole, we discuss all these items in detail and give any ideas and suggestions. And tonight, we come back. Sometimes staff makes changes. Sometimes they don't. We offer changes, and sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't. So tonight, it really becomes either official rule of Geneva, or it's just like paying the bills to make sure that the bills are paid. We're required to approve every bill that's paid, and that's what we had just finished up.
Okay, I'm caught up.
No, you're not. You ever take like a practice test at school?
No. They don't really give us practice. They just say, here, take the test.
Really? That's cruel, man.
Right?
At North, you do anything you want. Well, it's like a practice test. The committee meetings like practice tests, right? Okay, Justin Bieber, Dryden Glog.
I've been called that many times.
I just wanted to tell you, we could also change our minds, too. So given the opportunity, if the item came back up, and we could change our minds on it, too. So it gives us a dual opportunity to put a stamp of approval on it or else to vote it down, the items. Okay. Does that help?
Yes.
Okay.
Kid's good at just being Dryden. Last week, for example, the council debated whether or not to cancel school 2 weeks early.
I like that idea.
Well, it didn't pass because you weren't here, man.
Extended it.
That's not.
Yeah, we extended it through August. Mr. Dantino made the motion.
Don't worry, the school board doesn't listen to us.
Anything else, big guy? Were you asking this on behalf of everybody else?
Probably. I was looking at my friends, and I just saw.
Now, wait a minute. You don't have any friends. Come on. Anything else?
Nope.
You were excused.
Thank you.
George, anything? Good. Uh-oh. You do have a question, George?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Come on up, big guy. Everyone knows George.
Yeah.
The famous George Keating. First ward. Yeah, that's right.
For my neighbor.
That's right.
I was always wondering how the city gets all these millions of dollars for all this. I never really knew how much money the city had. How do you get it all?
So where do we get the $2 million for the roads?
Yeah.
Your mom and dad. Who wants to explain that one?
I never knew that.
That's why we're never going to do Caneville Road again.
This is the week everybody got their tax bill. I'm wondering why you asked that. Did someone ask you to ask that question?
Maybe his parents were concerned.
What's the easiest way to explain that? Yeah, I mean,
real estate.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you shop downtown, George, you spend all your money at like All Chocolate Kitchen or Graham's or anywhere else. Part of the money you spend comes back to the city, and we get to invest that money on certain projects. One of those projects is to make certain the streets are taken care of. But that your shopping and the taxes your parents pay on their home, and other sources of income that generates millions and millions of dollars. Our job is to decide where that money goes.
Road use tax. Road use tax when you buy a gallon of gasoline.
Right.
Some of it comes from gasoline.
The motor fuel tax, all that stuff. It's interesting. We wish we could spend more, actually, on the roads, because we're actually behind schedule in terms of maintaining our roadways. You believe it?
No.
It's because Southampton.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
See, George's mom's an extraordinary real estate professional, and we got to give her all the facts she needs to help sell the homes, right? Good question, George. Thanks, man. I'm with the first kid. Where the heck are we?
11B.
Okay, we need a roll call on item 11.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
First, I believe it's true that the Public Works will be sending notices to the people on the streets that are going to be repaired. And so if you get a notice, there will be a meeting at Public Works on May 22nd for those people who have questions about how this may inconvenience them. Typically, the inconvenience is less than a day, but of course, in order to get your road repaired, we do have to break a couple of eggs. So,
an email came out today, in fact, from Elton, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We have a motion and a second on item 11A.
No, okay. Yes.
Mr. Clerk?
Craig
roll call, please, sorry.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Item 11A passes unanimously. Item 11B is to consider resolution number 2012-41, authorizing bid award and contract to Rubino Engineering Incorporated in the amount of $29,932.50 for construction and material testing services.
So moved.
Second.
Marks makes the motion. Alderman Hill makes the second. Any questions or comments for the city engineer or director of public works? Seeing none, hearing none. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call. Gentlemen, do you have any questions about this? Deftly handled. You're good this time? Thanks, man. All yours, Mr. Clerk.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Red Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Arthur Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Item 11B passes unanimously. Because of that action taken this evening, gentlemen, you will soon see construction vehicles and streets being repaired, taken care of, and tended to throughout the summer and hopefully conclude by early fall. So life is good. According to my agenda, we skip down to item 12A. 12A is to consider resolution number 2012-49, approving 2-year extension to the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Geneva and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 196.
So moved.
Second.
Vogelsberg makes the motion, and Hill makes the second. Any questions or comments regarding this extension? Anyone from the audience? Mr. Clerk, please take a roll call.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Item 12A passes unanimously. That brings us to new business. Gentlemen, it's customary that we ask the folks in the audience if they have any new business, any questions, any comments, anything anyone would like to bring to our attention or ask for clarification, edification, or massive confusion. Anyone? Nagel?
Not for me, thank
Gentlemen, anything at all? Oh, yes, sir. Come on up. If I could trouble you, sir, just to state your name. Tell me what school you go to, what year in school you are.
My name is Adam Hankelson. I go to St. Peter's, and I'm a 7th grader.
Awesome.
And I think that there should be more pizza places because we're always struggling to find a good pizza place because whenever we do, it's either too expensive or it goes out of business. So I think there should be more pizza.
Well, may I call you Adam?
Yes.
Adam, what's your favorite pizza joint?
Giordano's by far.
Oh. And where's Giordano's located?
St. Charles.
Adam.
In Geneva.
That's the reason why he wants more pizza places in Geneva.
What's your favorite in Geneva?
I totally agree with that.
San Fratello's, but that closed down, and the place there isn't that good now.
Have you been to Aurelio's?
Yes, I have, and it's very good.
It is, see? That's good stuff, huh?
I like Orlando's Pizza.
Good living, man.
On 38 and East Side Drive. That was really good.
You know, that used to be the place we'd take our homecoming dates in high school. Seriously. Orlando's was the place to go. That was 30 years ago, dude. It's riveting, Mr. Aurelio's guy. It's good stuff. In fact, never mind. Go ahead. Forgive me. That's it? Just more pizza places?
Yep.
Consider it done. Not a problem.
He wants good pizza places.
Yeah, good pizza places.
Cheap prices, too.
Pass the Adam test. It's cheaper than Dairy Queen, I'll tell you that much. Yes, the Sam Donaldson of the troop. Another question? Come on up. Bryden Glod.
Yes. I was wondering if there is any possible way to either create or improve the efforts to clean out the river.
Dude, man, you are well-spoken, you know that? You really are very articulate. That's not a perfunctory statement, either.
I'm going to assume I know what you just said.
Is there any additional efforts to enhance and or improve the quality of the Fox River?
Does your troop clean out part of the river? You volunteer for doing one of the roads in town?
We have not, but I'm thinking it's a possibility of one of my ideas for my Eagle project.
Oh, that'd be cool, man. Mm. You know, believe it or not, and I know Alderman Brown and others can attest to this, when I was your age, the Fox River was virtually uninhabitable. You really wouldn't swim in it. And now it's actually not too shabby, believe it or not. But that was a concentrated effort by folks up and down the river.
Fishermen claim that the fish are back.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I have some pictures on my phone if you'd like proof.
Yeah, Alderman Vogelsberg's sons fish there all the time. Do you fish? Yes. Yeah, don't go in the water, whatever you do.
And yes, I do.
Do you fish?
Mm-hmm.
Do you fish at the river?
A little, yeah.
Where do you fish from? A safe spot?
It's really different every time. My dad takes me to different spots, I don't really know what it is each time.
Do you catch and release, or do you catch and eat?
Catch and release.
Yeah. That's it? We want pizza and a clean river?
I guess so.
This is easy, man. We'll get back to you, Glod.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, if you don't hear from him by the time you graduate, just hang in there, man. Okay? What else, gentlemen? Any other questions at all? From the dais? Mrs. McKittrick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to remind the audience, our viewing audience, that a week from this Saturday is the City Hall Centennial here at City Hall. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of this facility, and we'd like to invite all of the community to come down and participate. We have a fine lineup program that day. We're going to be taking a community photo to include in the new time capsule that will be opened 100 years from now. So we would like to make sure that we get as many of our citizens as possible to participate. We'll have building tours, and we'll be also displaying the 100-year-old items that are in the current time capsule that is in this building. So we have lots of surprises, so I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of that. That is Saturday, May 19th at 9 o'clock here at City Hall. Thank you.
Who's in the 60 Men Who Cook? Cummings and Maladra. What are you cooking?
An Italian thing, polenta with Italian sausage.
And Rick Nagel, too.
Oh, Nagel, you're cooking, man?
And Don Cummings.
No,
yeah.
I'm not cooking.
Cook.
Oh, it's not part of your polenta?
Cummings, what are you cooking?
I'm cooking cheesy potatoes. Actually, my daughter's recipe, my daughter Delaney is helping me. Mm-hmm. And we're stationed right next to a meat vendor, which I think will be perfect. Mm. You know, the whole meat and potatoes.
Mm. Mr. Nagel, what are you cooking?
Hatch Perfect Caesar Salad.
Hatch Perfect.
Hatch
Perfect.
That'll go well with the repulsive Republican and the... No, sir.
And actually...
Where's Frank?
People can start voting now. It's on the Geneva Chamber website.
Without tasting?
So you can vote for your favorite
without
chef.
Without tasting.
Without... Well, yeah, that's...
Might not survive the
prefer.
Tasting, that's why.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Well, should be watering already.
Yeah. And there's two young men I know. Tommy's one of them, and...
Tommy Atkinson, and then Bennett Malone.
Bennett Malone, yeah. So...
Yep.
Wow. Who loves all the pizza places in Geneva?
And Corey Hofstetter, Adam. We have a lot of young people this year.
Oh, Corey Hofstetter, really?
Yeah, and then Cagney, Patrick Cagney.
Wow.
Another teen, I forget.
Well, folks, if there's nothing else, any questions from anybody? Mr. Keating.
Yeah, I have one.
Well, come on up, handsome. George comes up here, so does Dad, right, George?
I was just really here to support the Boy Scouts, but I just noticed one of the items, 11, and is... It's a pavement maintenance item for a crack sealing project.
Yes, sir.
And I happen to have a company that performs parking lot maintenance. And I've noticed over the past few years, I just noticed this just now, so I just want to bring it to your attention. But I've seen over the last few years, as you guys have done these crack sealing projects, you've also lumped in the parking lot maintenance, those kind of events, into this project that typically is performed by perhaps just a little larger contractor in the city, but... Maybe some of those local dollars for some of the items that are tucked within that item could probably be performed by somebody local. We've been doing the parking lot maintenance for the city of St. Charles for about 15 years, but the approval from the King County Department of Transportation is a little more for the crack repair is a little more of a larger project, not suited perhaps for a lot of smaller companies. You know, less than $2 million a year in revenue. So I was just thinking it might be something to consider in the future to break some of those out that certainly could be done by local companies.
Absolutely.
Do you do both driveways and parking lots?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And you're in the phone book, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, TK seal coating, man.
Thank you.
See the gentleman to your right? That's Mr. Dan Dinges. He runs the Public Works Department. And he's going to be at Dairy Queen at 9 o'clock. Anyone else? Oh, yes, sir. What's the protocol, man? What's the protocol? You got to come up to the podium, dude. What was once a 12-minute meeting has become 49. So, oh, come on up, handsome. I'd love to hear your name. What school you go to, what grade you're in?
Six.
Sixth grade? What school?
Geneva Middle School South.
South is, yeah.
Yep.
What's your name?
Adam.
Adam, what's your last name?
Bro.
Adam, what's your question, sir?
Well, I mean, I think they made the portions smaller at school for the school lunches, but they're still really bad. They're, like, really bad for you.
Mr. Marks, care to comment on that?
That's a different board.
Hey, doesn't your mom and dad pack your lunch for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but still, but I see a bunch of other kids taking, like, two of everything, so.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
That's probably those kids from North.
Well, no, both schools. And I just think it'd be better.
This one is Mr. Kilberg's fault?
You know what I did when I was your age, man?
Yeah.
I just leave campus.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm kidding. Everybody relax. I was homeschooled. Well, explains why I left campus. So it's not too good, huh?
Yeah, they're really, I mean.
Are you allowed to have somebody bring you lunch during the day? Like if your dad or mom want to come by and bring you lunch?
Oh, no. I pack my lunch. I'm just saying, like, the lunches at school are really unhealthy, bad.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's what I mean.
So my backhanded offer to bring you McDonald's probably wouldn't work.
No, that one. Yeah, I'm saying, and I don't mean they taste bad. I mean,
just not healthy.
Yeah, I mean, they taste good, but they taste good and are unhealthy at the same time.
Sure, they taste good. Welcome to the Twinkie Sheriff. That's right. Well, you know what? Do you mind if I relay this information to maybe your principal, Mr. Blue?
Yeah.
The House of Blue?
Well, I guess.
Should I tell him you suggested that he change the entire menu?
I guess, yeah.
No, I think you need to sit down now.
Yeah.
Adam, your point is well taken.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Can I have a question? Can I ask you a question, Adam? Do you have any suggestions for the lunches?
Well, instead of smaller portions, something that's actually better, you know. I mean, you know.
Better.
Because I see some pretty bad stuff there, too, you know, that aren't the best for you, but, yeah.
So more veggies? More fruit?
I guess. and maybe some of the stuff that, and some of the really bad stuff, maybe we could switch it with something else that maybe is still really good, but, you know, it's not, at least it's not, you know, like, really, really bad, you know,
Like broccoli and asparagus?
doesn't.
It's the vegetable.
I guess more fruit, you know.
Can I say something, Mayor?
Please do.
Adam, next year, are you going to be at Geneva High School?
No.
Sixth grade. Sixth
oh, I thought you said eighth. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to, I know the nurses at the high school and possibly at the middle school, too. That's a good place to start if you talk to the school nurse about changing up the menu a little bit. They're always working on trying to get more water in the schools and less pop and stuff like that. So that might be an ally without having to go to your principal.
Well, I was guessing maybe just a little more, maybe something like maybe a little more fruit. Maybe they could take just one thing off the menu. I mean, they all look pretty bad. And maybe, I don't know how lasagna would taste, but.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Lasagna's I'm more of a Reese's Pieces Diet Coke kind of guy. Pizza. Yeah,
well,
ask the other Adam. He wants pizza.
Yeah. Well, the pizza doesn't taste that great in the first place there, so I think you could get that. They could have a little bit less of that and something else. Yeah.
Good points, man. Thank you, sir. Thank you for sharing that with us. Anyone else? Good Lord, all of them? Okay, come on up. Come on up, big guy. You. Yeah, you right there in the back row.
Yeah,
I do.
Kid doesn't need complaints about school, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
This is just a suggestion.
What's your name?
Alex Smack.
Alex Smack?
Mack, M-A-C-K.
Alex Mack. That's a cool
Sounds
name.
Sounds kind of
right?
Blend together.
Yeah. What grade are you in?
Sixth.
At?
Geneva Middle School South.
You're another Southie, okay.
Red Ribbon Week. Went through that. I think there should be more recognition and more effort to persuade kids not to do drugs, alcohol, smoking, because the next generation are going to be the people who are running the city. And if they're under the influence of drugs or alcohol, that's going to affect their decisions. I think that there should be a little more recognition of not just what happened to your health, but how you can affect others or how in your life it will affect your life as a whole. I think there should be a little more recognition of that.
You're in sixth grade, Alex?
Yes.
Pretty impressive. What do you do personally to help tell your buddies and friends not to do that stuff?
Well, sixth grade, you don't really see a lot of stuff like that.
Are you a big brother? Do you have a younger brother or sister?
Well, I have a twin.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, she's 6 or 5 minutes younger than me. But if that counts, I don't know.
Good enough for me. That's awesome. But sooner or later, you're going to face this stuff, aren't you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've got trusted adults that I can go to. I've got my friends, my family, and I know they'll be there for me. And when it comes, I just got to be as prepared as I can be.
Good Lord, man. That is like, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Just say no.
Must be doing something right.
You could teach us a thing or two, couldn't you? You could.
Maybe.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, I think when the day comes when you face that stuff, I think more and more people will say, hey, no thanks, man. Not for me. That's cool, I think. But, I mean, Mr. Brown, when you were growing up, Mr. Kilberg, the pressure's now.
They hadn't invented those things yet.
Yeah, they hadn't invented half. That's just like, good Lord. Wow. So these trusted adults in your life, who are they?
Well, my dad, my mom, for sure. She helps me a lot.
Are they watching tonight by chance?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we're going to get a copy of that. We're going to get a DVD copy for you, okay?
Okay.
That'll be $40, by the way.
Okay, then. I do go to a psychiatrist for ADHD, Asperger's. She's also a big help. She's helped me get my emotions under control.
Dude, you are one of the most impressive sixth graders I've ever seen in my life. Do you know that?
No.
I mean, very impressive. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you. What else?
Nothing else.
That's the most important thing in the world to you, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not? What is?
There are several things. Probably my friends and my family. I love them a lot.
You want to keep your friends away from the drugs and the alcohol and other stuff?
Yeah,
so
I just...
You're willing to yell at them if they maybe head down the wrong path?
Well, I'm willing to speak up.
I bet you are. That's awesome, man.
Good for you.
That's very impressive.
Thanks.
Alex Mack. What do your friends call you? A-Mack? Mack?
They just pretty much call me by my first name. There's a kid back there, Brendan Boyvin. He calls me McIntosh.
Really?
Yes.
I like it. So there's no viruses in you, is there?
No.
That was a computer joke I took. You're a very impressive young man, Mr. Mack. You really are. After the meeting, make sure you and I connect. We'll make sure that you get a copy of this meeting so that you can show your mom and dad. And make sure they tune in tomorrow to watch this, okay?
Because
I know they are going to be, and your friends are going to be very impressed with what you've had to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tough at your age to tell friends, I love you guys, man. Don't do that stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was Channel 10.
Channel 10, yeah. So.
What time?
7 a.m., 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 1 a.m. I watch all of them every day. It's awesome.
Must take up a lot of your time.
Gotcha.
I have nothing else to do, Alex, but thanks for asking. When you're a single guy living in a condo, life's tough. What else, big guy?
Nothing else.
You're a good guy, you know that?
Thanks.
You're very impressive. Thank you. Does this gentleman have his hand up? Do you, sir? Come on up. I think your parents probably expected him home like 2 hours ago. You guys are still here. If you're going to keep me here till 9 before the DQ, this is not going to work. Yes, sir. What's your name?
Brendan.
Brendan, what's your last name?
Boyman.
Oh, this is the dude. You're the dude Alice was talking about. And what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade, you go to South?
Yeah.
All right. How did I guess that? What's your question or comment, Brendan?
I wanted to add on to what Adam was saying. Like, they took away, like, the portions and stuff on the food. So, but, like, I don't think that helped at all because all that did was make kids buy more of the stuff, like, a larger quantity. So, like, they what he said is, like, they dropped the, like, quality kind of and the size. So I think they should just put a restriction on, like, how many, like, fatty foods you could you should get, like, no more than three in one meal. Of course, like, the teachers may reject that because that's like kind of a, or the lunch ladies may reject that because it's a big drop of their paychecks. So, but
now when you go home after school, do you like, what's your munchie of choice?
Popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think they should just put, like, a restriction on the amount, not the size, because that's kind of just makes them spend more money on the, makes the kids spend more money on the larger number of food rather than actually, like, how do I put this? Like, then actually... Not, well, then actually, like, thinking about what they're eating, actually. So.
I'm guilty of that sometimes. You're just so hungry, you just eat whatever's in front of you sometimes, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Want to go to Dairy Queen at 9 o'clock, man? It's going to be awesome. Shh. That's right. It's all good. Anyone here to... I'm going to bring this up Wednesday evening at our intergovernmental meeting with the president of the school board, Mr. Grasso. How's that?
Good idea.
It'll be fun. This is Brendan, and how do you spell your last name, sir?
B-O-I-V-I-N.
B-O-I-V-I-N. Do you have an older brother, by chance?
No.
Okay. So if someone was to bring you lunch someday, what would you like to have for lunch?
Probably Portillo's.
Pizza fan.
Italian beef by chance? Really? Okay. Got that, Craig? Italian beef, middle school South, tomorrow. What's your lunch period?
I have it between 3rd and 4th.
Ooh, see, I'm busy.
Or 4th and 5th.
Hmm. I'm available between 2nd and 3rd. We'll get you out of school, man. 7th grade's a cakewalk.
You only spent 3 years there.
That's right, I did. It's fun. Anything else, sir?
I think that's it.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sam Donaldson, you've gone like 3 times, man.
I know, but this has really been nagging me for a really long time.
Oh, geez.
Really? Like your haircut?
No.
Oh, come on up. Last question, guys. Then we have to adjourn because I have to go, apparently get a small business loan to go to Dairy Queen.
I was recently informed by one of my teachers that everything that we put into our recycling bins are just being thrown into the same trash bin as the trash bins.
Not true. It's being thrown into St. Charles.
From our school, I mean. They all put it in the same dumpster.
From your school. Sorry. Who is this teacher?
My L.A. teacher.
Oh, your L.A. teacher?
Teacher.
Really?
That's
yeah.
True.
Well, way to go, Dawn. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry, at the school. Yeah. Sorry.
It was to encourage the students to think about recycling, but it was too expensive to have those separate. So then they did go in one bin, so you
could
just come
in and choose. They're tricky.
My suspicion is if you ate the stuff in the recycling bin, it'd be more nutritious than what you're having at lunch, maybe? No, that's a joke. Don't repeat that. Work on that, man. Will you?
I'll try.
Report back here next week. Send somebody else. You talk too much.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Thanks, dude. Well, you just... Thank you very much. Anything else before we adjourn? Motion to adjourn is in order.
So moved.
Motion by Mark, seconded by Singer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.